I'm Abby.
I'm Evan.
And I'm Katie.
And you're listening to The Fashion Hags.
We love to love.
And love to hate.
All things fashion. 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 Hey. And welcome. Hello. We're back. It's us. You know us.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey. You better know it's us because you downloaded us and like there's a whole bunch of steps that you have to do on purpose to make my voice come out of your headphones. So I'm hoping you know what's going
on. It's hard to accidentally listen to a podcast.
Yeah. It's true.
You have to understand what a podcast is, first of all.
Yeah.
Which is a,
and have the equipment and the, yes, internet connection and the yada, yada, yada.
I don't suppose you don't need headphones, but.
No.
I figure 90% of podcasts go through headphones.
Yeah. Or like car speakers at the very least.
Yes. Yeah. That's true.
Mind you, I put my phone in a cup sometimes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. When I'm in the kitchen or the bathroom, listening up. We think it's episode 38. I really should have checked. I have no notes or anything this week. It's 38 or 39. We've been doing this a lot the past few episodes.
Late
30s. It's
the late 30s.
We'll hit one of the like big milestone ones and that one we'll get right.
Maybe.
The in-between ones.
Getting to the point where we start lying about our age.
Exactly. Ooh, it's on brand. But we have an extra voice in the basement today. One of our good friends, famous podcaster, mm-hmm. Hilarious lady.
Uh-huh.
Best friend.
Yeah.
Alicia Tobin.
Hi.
Yay,
hi,
y'all.
When Alicia has a kind of a fashion adjacent podcast called Retail Nightmares that all of us have been on. If you're not listening to Retail Nightmares, which I doubt because I think more people would.
Do you like poop jokes?
Yeah.
Do you like complaining about people?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like Star Trek? Jessica talks about it all the time. I've never seen it. There's always a moment. She's like on Star Trek? And my brain just melts. I'm like, I wish I knew.
Great.
Yeah.
So she's going to talk to us today and join in on the fun.
Hi.
I'm so excited about this.
This is fun.
We've been like, we should have Alicia on. We should definitely have Alicia on. We should have her on and we'll figure out sometime. And then I was like, okay, we're just going to do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay,
great. It's perfect.
Yeah, it worked
it
out so great.
Worked out.
Smart too, because on Sunday nights I book like off completely. Oh. So I can pretend to get ready for the week. But really, I just watch whatever great show's on.
Sunday night's good night TV.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Appointment television on Sunday nights.
Well, yeah. Feud is done now, isn't
feud
it?
Feud is done. Yep. Don't talk about it.
So we're wide open. No one has one.
Family Feud?
Handmaid's Tale, I think, is on Sundays.
That's what I'm watching when I get
home. My brother told me.
Does it start tonight? Has it already started?
No, it started last week. So there's two episodes out.
Tonight's
the third. I know in the States it's on Hulu, so they've had different amounts than us, so it's hard to stay spoiler free sometimes when you're on the internet because
you read the book?
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Well, there you go.
Right?
Like, I know what happens.
That book is one of my all time favorite books.
I only read it for the first time like 2 years ago. I think it was in the fairy lineup with you when I read it.
And I think I said from the back while holding Grandpa, that's one of my favorite books all time ever. Let's get some soft serve. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Sounds all right.
Self-serve, soft serve.
Oh, on the ferry.
Can you
do like, how much diarrhea can you handle? I'm like, my body just shuts down. I don't have to worry about it. It's not my go-to. So I'll take all of it.
Oh, so it's, and as somebody who's, I don't know. When I read the book, I was a mother, but now I have two kids and a baby. And it's like.
Wait, you have another kid you're not talking about?
Ooh. Do you have a secret baby?
Secret baby.
No, Dave. But there was some time, like Dave's just, we're watching it together. And then there's, when a scene ends and I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
You can exhale.
Yes.
I overheard a man talking about
it. And Dave's like, are you okay?
It.
I'm like, that was really hard to watch. And he's like, huh?
Yeah, I overheard a guy talking about it. He's like, it's a really cool show.
That'd be the word I would use.
Like, I could just feel the flesh peeling off my body. He's like, it's like science fiction. And I was like, no, it's really not that far away from what our lives are,
It's not science fiction at all whatsoever.
No, and that's the point of her writing.
That's it. And Margaret Atwood does make a very brief appearance, which was nice in the first episode.
She's slap happy.
Yeah, she slaps
I haven't watched
bitch.
It.
Me neither.
I started reading it for the first time just like a few months ago. and they announced that it was going to be a show while I was reading it. I was like, yes, like I got to find a way to watch it. I don't have TV. I don't have Hulu or anything, but
we'll figure it out.
I'll figure out a way to get it.
Yeah.
I love Margaret Atwood
so
much.
You can sneak in when I'm working and just binge watch it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Don't tell me. I won't ever know. Because there's
on
always
the PVR, just don't delete it.
A divot in the couch where I was sitting. Just sit right in there. I just trying to look never so know. Lopsided. IKEA. I love it, but
oh,
rotate it.
Oh boy.
Just switch that cushion, move it over.
I can't. Yeah. That's the thing.
Have to be, there's a left and a right cushion and they have to be.
No, yeah, it's a bed. It's one of the fold outs, like the convertible.
So it is what it is,
and there's only one place in my apartment where the couch fits perfectly. So I try to sit on the other side, but then I'm real close to the TV and I can hear my mom's voice saying, "Don't sit so close to the TV. Can I go cross-eyed?" I'm like, I'm already a bit cross-eyed. It's fine. I remember her saying that, but I had a lazy left eye. I was like, what the fuck else is going to happen, mom? I have no friends. I'm wearing an eye patch. I got to sit this close. My left eye can't see anything. She's like, I know. She's like, you also have acne and you're a kid. I'm like, I know. I know, mom.
You don't have to tell me.
She never said it. She just put concealer on me for photos.
Oh, gosh.
I had undisclosed food allergies.
Oh, yeah.
I always had big black circles under my eyes.
Oh, yeah. Concealer, it's fine.
It was sweet of her.
Yeah. It's rough.
Oh, no, as a child. That was like when I was six.
Lightly pat under the eyes. Just lightly.
Yeah.
Use your ring finger.
Yellow.
Just color corrector.
Yeah. Just lightly.
So, guys, why am I here?
Oh.
Yeah. To make us laugh.
Yeah. There you go. To entertain the rest of us. Oh. Well, Katie, what have you been? What have you been up to? What's going on?
Well, I have been... All of my people have been out of town this week. My husband was out on a road job all week.
Getting married.
Yeah, we get you married.
That's right. Sorry, everybody. My husband was on town.
Hubby. My S-O.
Oh, that's the worst one.
Oh, boy.
Is it? I think hubby is.
That's true, but S-O as like just a blanket.
At least there's a song in Chicago about a hubby.
Is bad. We joke that one of the reasons that we eloped is so that we didn't have to spend any time as each other's fiancé.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I don't know what to say, like, when people become fianced. Do I have to refer to the person no longer as the boyfriend or girlfriend?
Like, do you have to call them your fiancé?
I'm like, his fiancé or her fiancé or his...
Betrothed.
Betrothed. I feel like it's... I don't want to have to do that. I don't have to... I don't want to change that part of my life.
Them folks is getting hitched.
And yeah, we did not want to ask our
friends
to do that.
You're welcome. I mean, we're not close, but I still...
No,
appreciate the thought.
I see that you're a thoughtful person.
Yeah.
I actually get pretty excited when people are getting married and stuff. I'm not real downer on relationship things.
No, I love
just
it.
The word fiancé is
a long word.
Fiancé.
I could be eating a cheesy instead. Yeah. But you can't do both. Like that. I don't know what it would sound like.
Just push the cheesy for your teeth and don't say anything.
Yeah.
So you've been bored?
Anyway, so everybody's been out of town and my two pals went over to Vancouver Island for...
So you've been eating meals for one?
Pretty much. Yeah. I made a dozen banana chip muffins like from scratch at home.
Yeah.
And they lasted like 48 hours.
That was all you ate for 48 hours.
I was like, great, I got a lunch and breakfast tomorrow. It's perfect. I ate a lot of muffins, but on Thursday, I went to this little vintage store. I've been doing a bit of, it's been a little bit sunny, so I'm like
getting out,
tired of everything in my closet, as you do in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing a little bit of shopping, and I'm not very good at shopping anymore. I'm ruined. It's not good, but I still
do
really
funner.
Like.
It's not as fun or as easy as it once was.
No, I know. When you were carefree about
And ignorant.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. But anyway, there's this great vintage store downtown called Community, and they do almost all, if not all, natural fabrics. There's like weird polyesters. And so it's
like you find in a lot of vintage stores where it's like 99% weird polyesters.
Especially if it's like a place that's really like vintage kind of costumey.
Yeah.
Mintage has some really nice things, but there is definitely a real selection of summer dresses made out of polyester, and those things shouldn't know each other.
No,
but that was
not.
That era.
Yeah, that's what you did.
Yeah, definitely.
So anyway, and this era, thanks, Aritzia, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's true. But anyway, so I've been doing some vintage shopping, and I found this like kind of weird but pretty cool little dress. It was this black dress, and it had, it was sort of a, not like a kimono style, but you know the like jujitsu outfits where they sort of cross over and have sort of a wider collar thing? Yeah. So it was a wrap dress, but the collar was kind of like that and had these, like a wide cuff around the sleeve, but it was a t-shirt sleeve. Like it was a, like a woven cotton, but it was like a T-length sleeve.
Yeah.
And like a wrap around the front.
Is it like a kimono sleeve or was there a separate sleeve piece?
No, it's just like a regular kind of a sleeve, but it wasn't, it didn't like, you know, have that longer piece that hung down.
Yeah.
But like pretty simple, but it was black and then the collar was yellow and then the tie was red. So it was like kind of weird. Like,
okay.
It's a little Kill Bill and like
80s.
It was like a Red Wing Blackbird.
Sure.
If a Red Wing Blackbird was a dress, that
something,
was this dress.
Something, the something night. Yeah. Something, then you know, you buy that dress.
And so because I was all by myself and all of my people were away and on vacation and doing all this stuff, I took a picture of myself in the dress and I was like, and like, it's just like kind of weird. And it had this like unfortunate bleach stain on it as well. That's like sort of comes with the territory when you're shopping vintage sometimes. Like,
it's true.
That should be free. I'm sorry.
I know.
$5 rack.
I know. It was only like $20. So it wasn't like an obscene amount of money to pay for this thing. But in any case, I was like, ugh. On the fence about it. And so I took a picture of myself and texted it to my sister and to my friend Olivia. And I was like, is this weird? Like, is this a nice thing? Like, it fit me real so well. Like, it fit like a glove.
That's important.
And I should have just bought it, but nobody got back to me. And then I was like, just having a sad because everybody's gone and I was by myself and I didn't know how to make a decision. So I didn't get it. And then I spent the last 2 days
overthinking
this dress. It was like kind of weird, but also I'm now totally in love with it. So I went back to get it today and I could not find it.
I was going to say, go back and look for it.
I know, and I'm back today. But while I was shopping in there, speaking of, remember last week, Parker Posey?
I was going to say, who showed up?
The girl from House of Cards, who was the reporter. Her name is, I had to look it up because I can't remember what her name is. Her name is Constance
Mara.
Something.
Kate
no. No, Constance Zimmer.
Oh, I know the lady. Yeah.
And
she's got a real big mouth.
Yeah.
Dark hair.
Yeah.
Yes.
And like really pretty. And she's like, again, like smaller than you would expect, as all actors seem to be.
Mm-hmm.
And she had like a stack of dresses. And I was like, is
did
it
you have it?
Dress? So I'm like following her. So I was being the total creep, like trying to like see through her stack to see if my dress is in her stack of clothes. It wasn't.
Oh,
somebody else already got it. So I was like, so choked about it. But I stopped myself from being that crazy person of like, what do you got over there? Like,
are you done with that?
Are you going to get that? No? I want to see it. So.
Oh, well.
That was my bummer, but. The nicest Sunday ever. So I.
Well, there you go.
Had a really nice. Chris came back yesterday, so we had a really nice. Like a non-day. Just like.
It's a good kind of day.
Tomorrow we'll do all of the things. We'll file our taxes a week late and that's all that fine. Stuff.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Do it.
Yeah.
That's
fine. Beautiful. That was
pretty good, but yeah.
Nice.
What about you, Yvonne?
I went to Kamloops.
Woo!
Whoa.
If you've never heard of Kamloops, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
It's way up in the mountains here in British Columbia.
The drive was beautiful.
Most of the way to Alberta, isn't it?
It's halfway.
Halfway, okay.
Yeah, it's right in the middle. Mm-hmm. Right in the armpit. No.
It's beautiful.
I couldn't really tell where it is.
It's beautiful.
That's fine.
I went because a friend of my brother's is in a play. And it was like the preview or whatever. So we went to see him in the play and just to get out of the city and for the drive. And it's really beautiful. Mm. I got to be like the backseat kid.
Nice.
And with your Game Boy, did you have your Game Boy playing Tetris?
Or your Walkman and just ignore everything?
No, it's just like with my phone. With my phone. Just like snapping everything. And I guess that's the new Walkman.
I guess you don't need a Game Boy anymore.
No.
Nope.
Can you still get Walkman. Super Mario Brothers though on your phone?
You can
phone?
Get like a weird... like off-brand version of Super Mario.
I bet it's on
iTunes
good.
Store. No, anyway.
I bet you don't need a flashlight to play it.
The headlight.
Yeah.
I had the headlight when I was younger. Back in the day when Game Boys didn't have
they
the backlight.
Lit.
They weren't backlit.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you're up in the mountains.
Yeah, so went up
taking
to the mountains.
Some culture.
Got out of the city. That was fun, and. Just got over like the worst stomach bug I've ever had in my entire life. It was I just like, it's like, am I human anymore?
Yes. What's left of me?
What is time and space? And it's like, I literally woke up on Sunday and I was like, oh my God, I got to go to work. And I was like, no, it's not Sunday. And it's like, also, bitch, you're not going nowhere. There's no way you're going to be going and making anywhere. Clothes at work.
Yeah, no.
You know what it always reminds me of when you're sick, when you get sick like that? You know how like lizards and snakes lose their skin and it all like comes off in one? I feel like I'm the skin part.
That's left behind.
Like, I'm just this like crumpled shell, like not whole, not complete at all. Like yep. That's what being sick like yeah. that feels
just
like.
Just like where you can't stand up
just
straight.
An empty shell.
Yeah. You're just flopping around and empty yeah. and weird. Yeah.
I texted my brother and I was like, please bring me soup. I can't stand longer than it takes me to walk to the bathroom. Yeah, but I haven't been that sick in so long, like in years.
Oof. And like, it's been a bad yeah. year for a bunch of stuff.
Oof. But yeah, just getting, like I lost some weight, which is not the best thing to do for me before Christmas. Before.
Brain's still not totally.
My brain's still yep, totally not catching up with the rest of me. Before summer, because I'm going to look like.
Well, you don't have enough weight to lose.
No.
Going to have to eat a bunch of sticks of butter or something to fatten up. I don't know. Figure it out.
Yeah, I'm just like eating everything inside. I've never been this hungry in my entire life.
Oh, your poor body.
You're yeah. rebuilding.
Rebuilding, regenerating.
You have to fill your shell back up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your exoskeleton.
I just had a vision of like a skin just like reinflating.
Yeah. So,
how was the play though? It was good.
Oh, the play was stunning. It's it's called Only Drunks and Children Tell the Truth. It was written in the '80s. It tells the story of two sisters, one who was taken away from her, two indigenous sisters who were, one was taken away at birth from her family and grew up outside of the reserve and outside of the culture. And then the other sister grew up in the culture and they're just trying to reconnect and find common ground after being separated for like 30 years. Ooh. And it's a really beautiful story.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Sounds beautiful. Yeah.
And it's weird that like it's been that long since it's been written and it's still the
30
story
years later.
Up.
It's still, yeah.
And it's still very contemporary. Like you could just set it in present time and it'd
be fine,
be like it's happening now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great that you got to go up there and see it then.
Mm-hmm. It was stunning.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, a win-win situation. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Abby, you?
Me? You? I had two cool things happen.
You're like, no, that one wasn't that cool. Just call
no.
Two.
No, two cool things happen. There's a comedian actress in town named Morgan Brayton. She's wonderful. She's been on Retail Nightmares.
Yep,
she's a charming, wonderful lady. And she has a TV show on an internet?
It's on OTV,
on
right?
On OTV, yeah. You can get it on your TV and there's an app for it and stuff. And it's like LGBTQ friendly stuff. And she has a show called Morgan Brayton and Other People. And she initially had, I think there was one season of her and a set panel of four other ladies. And then this season, she's doing more of rotating panels and having other people come in. And she asked me to be on a show about mothers being a mom. Mm-hmm. So I think it comes out May 9th.
Exciting.
Yes, which is the Tuesday before Mother's Day. And I think you have to get it on the app or pay for the channel, I think. I don't know how available it is to just watch. If I can find more information for you.
So it should be out when this comes out.
Yes, the day before this comes out.
So I did
a TV.
You're going to be on TV.
I'm going to be on TV.
Abby.
And I got my makeup done.
Makeup artist is great.
I didn't even get my makeup done for my own wedding. Like, I did my own makeup. Like, I can't even imagine, like, the last time I got my makeup done by somebody.
Fun.
Like, I do go to the Clinique counter and they do half your face. Like, maybe that's the closest I've been that one time.
They only do half of your face?
Yes, because they want you to buy the product. They don't want to give you a full free face.
They give you a full free face at Sephora, though.
Yeah.
Clinique is being not nice.
No,
that's not
nice.
No,
then you walk around the rest of the day with half your face done.
Well, it was like a tutorial she was giving. So she did half my face. Mm-hmm. And then I bought the stuff and then I could do the other half of my face.
Ponzi scheme.
The retail nightmare.
That sounds like that. Yeah. That's why Alicia's on this show.
Oh man.
Called Alicia sees it.
Your brows are sisters, not twins.
Yes. And one just got sick and is real skinny and not over the flu yet. Yeah. The other one's nice and healthy. But anyway, so that was super fun to just talk about being a mom. And when it's, and there was like a mom, there was one lady who had two grown-up kids, one woman who had a teenager, two of us who had kids five and under, and then Morgan who has one kid. And we just talked about mom stuff, and it could be real candid and funny, and
that's so it was fun. Great.
Yeah.
So cool.
So that was the one thing.
You're
it was
an
awesome.
Excellent choice for that show.
I was very flattered that she asked me. And I could talk about being a mom and kid stuff till I'm blue in the face. And another subject I can talk about till I'm blue in the face is dogs. And Dave and I got to be on a podcast called Can I Pet Your Dog?
What?
Which has the best Facebook group.
It has the best Facebook page ever. Can I Pet Your Dog Facebook group. It's a private group, but I'm sure they'll let you in if you have pictures of dogs. You don't have to be a dog haver. You can also be a dog wanter.
All right.
That's me. That's where I follow.
And you can be a dog lurker. That's fine, too.
Oh, my God. Somebody put up the Bill O'Reilly, him freaking out.
We'll do it live.
But someone did like a do-over of that whole scene about talking about doggos and puppos and pepperinos and like the language of it. And he's like, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. It is so good.
Beautiful.
Highly recommend. We'll have to put a link on that.
Yes.
On the blog because it's hysterical.
So great. So yeah, it's a podcast all about dogs. It's great. And two ladies posted, Allegra and Renee and Dave and I.
Is it made in... Vancouver?
Like no, it's a Los Angeles based.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
So we did phoned Skype?
In. Yeah, we phoned in.
Fun.
And then we talked about Grandpa.
Aww.
And how we got him and his life story and how bad his farts smell. And so I was recovering. My dog had an eye removed a couple months ago, so I was recovering from that. Because Grandpa's kind of internet famous. I'm sure you know who Grandpa is if you're listening
everybody
to this podcast.
Everybody loves Grandpa.
Because everybody loves him.
If you don't know, just Google Zard Dog and you will not be disappointed.
Z-A-R-D-O-G. That's him. So yeah, I got to be at a couple shows.
You're so famous.
That was exciting. Yeah, yeah like
a
I said.
Press hit for
clothing, clothing, dogs, and babies. Those are my three. That's my things.
Triple threat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I can talk about. And
good
I got
week.
To do all of them. So that was pretty
that's
great.
A good week.
That's really cool.
Yeah. What do you got going on, Alicia? You got your podcast. You got your super famous podcast.
Super famous podcast. We're almost at 100 episodes. Yay! So that's been like a really fun project.
You've got to listen to this podcast if you're not listening to it because it's
is a delight.
And I got a puppy 6 months ago. Abby was there in the beginning of Hank and still is. So that's like great because he's becoming a dog. I got a new job. I quit my last job. I got a job with a company I really wanted to work for.
Beautiful.
And my first week was really good.
Awesome.
It was a lot of work.
Sure.
And I was real tired, but I felt like I had a purpose in life.
Yes.
So that
Yay.
Was nice.
Yay.
They have
it's
this great
what
kind
that
of
can do.
Culture thing happening. And I saw some things that made me think, oh, this is what a healthy workplace is like. This is nice. Yeah, so it was good.
There's some dogs, too.
There's two dogs. There's a Milo and there's a Louie. And they're very sweet pups.
At your work?
It's a dog-friendly office.
Bring your dog to work?
Yeah, Honk's not allowed, maybe one day, but I'm not counting on it. I'm not betting on it. Because
he's too bouncy these days. He needs to chill out.
He's pretty good inside, actually.
Mm,
so
that's good.
If you're listening, Hank's ready.
He's just a shape.
Yeah.
He's fine.
He's awake with teeth.
It's
delicious.
Yeah.
That's so great.
No, he's no teeth. Yeah, so it's just like, I just always feel so busy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a busy person who wants to be not busy. Yeah. But there's so many things to do in this life.
And the weather's finally behaving too, so.
Yes, I can't wait for a beach day. I misplaced my bathing suit. It was really funny because I don't lose things, but I had to figure, bathing suits are small.
Yeah.
It's like finding that in my house where everything is in a secret spot. Yeah,
don't
I just
remember
put it right
where
here.
They are.
Yeah. I was right
I'll
here.
I'll put
before.
It here so I'll know where it is.
Yeah, I found it. I was relieved because
nope.
It's a really beautiful bathing suit from a company in France that went out of business called Scandale. And they've been making bathing suits for, I think, 100 years.
Oh, wow. Oh.
And then I guess, in the face of the global economy, they ended up closing. And I'd seen a bathing suit at a store here, and I'd thought about it for about a year, and I was like, I just can't afford a French bathing suit.
Fancy French bathing suit.
And then one day, like, I went into the store because they were having a sale on them, and they only had taupe left, and I was like, I am taupe. I can't wear taupe. For a brief moment in time, around Christmas, my hair was streaked blonde, just while they're coloring it back to a sort of lighter brown color. And I was like, good God. It's like something that crawled out of the sewer. Like, aww. all of my beautiful features are only highlighted by my dark hair. Like, when it's gone, I'm not that good looking. So that's how I felt in that taupe bathing suit. Like, wow, there goes any assets.
Yeah.
But then I found it in a red on Amazon for $25 for the bottom and $20 for the top.
Ooh, what? So nice.
That's my whole life, is trying to find something I really love but yes. can't afford at yes. a discount.
Ugh. Yes.
I am
living the dream.
Yeah, that's how I shop. I'm like, I want that one thing.
Yes.
I can only pay this much for yes. it.
Yes, here's this is my X amount of money. How yeah. am I going to make this happen?
So oh, I'm so found glad it. You found it.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah, that is the struggle when you, because I'm like that too. Like, I try to buy fewer things, and I know exactly the thing that I want to buy. Mm-hmm. And I do, you know, if I'm buying a new thing, if it's not, you know, like a vintage store dress that I should have bought when I didn't. Nah. But
I don't know. It had a bleach stain.
It did, but I really wanted, because it fit me so well, I wanted to knock it off.
Oh, and
I
shoot. Okay. I didn't pick up on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure. You could have done
well,
that.
Well, I didn't say that out loud, so it's fair that you wouldn't have.
You didn't know that part?
Yeah, I wanted to like make a bunch, because it's like a really, it was a pretty simple dress.
Yeah.
And sure. it just fit so goddamn well.
Darn it.
Did anyway. You ask them at the store for it, or is it a huge store? I've never been.
No, it's not a huge store, but I looked carefully through the rack.
Yeah.
And I spied on everybody.
Creeping up change rooms.
You should do it. I saw you in the Georgia Strait, but just for your dress.
That's a really good idea.
Because I bet somebody wears it once.
Yes. I'm going to do that.
It's a great use of the I saw yous.
Yeah.
Well, finally.
That's better than I was trying to get your attention on the bus.
I'm a white guy. You are a Chinese woman.
Yeah. Why won't you talk to me?
Yeah. You had your earphones on. I kept trying to talk to you.
You weren't, Liz. You weren't.
I felt that there was a real connection.
Oh, boy.
Oof. I love Asian women.
You seemed uncomfortable, but I was persistent. You got off the bus at the next stop.
You're Call a beautiful me. Barista. And I feel like when you we make have my connection. Coffee, you smile at me a bit more.
That's what there should be. There should be, a like a clothing, I saw you.
Mm-hmm. Like you like were wearing these leather boots, these snakeskin boots. Where did you get them?
Where did you buy them?
Slash, are you done with them? I'll take them off your hands.
Yes. That's what I would do. We should do a Facebook. We should do a hag, fashion hags, on our Facebook page. Fashion I saw yous.
It could be like the do's and don'ts of Vice, but just the do's.
Yes.
Just really like, I saw you.
You're doing it right. You talked about a couple episodes ago, but those two ladies you saw. Well, one was a guy, but the two people you saw.
Fucking...
That we just looked
right.
Fucking spectacular. Ugh. Yeah, that's a good
we
time.
We should do that.
Mm-hmm. When I think about the dress that you didn't buy, I think of ketchup, and I don't know why.
Well,
ketchup and mustard? Red.
Like sort of like a fast food feeling.
Yes, ketchup and red. Mm-hmm. I mean, ketchup and mustard. Mm-hmm. I know, that's fair. I'm not doing a very good job with this
dress. No, a ketchup and mustard dress sounds great.
Super.
The only thing summertime. Make it better is it was brown, because then it would look like Harvey's or
something else. Yes, like a fast food restaurant uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, we can get to it. There's not much to this week. We're pretty freeform this week. There's no notes. There's no nothing. Just good times.
Yeah, good times.
Good vibes. So I thought maybe we could talk to Alicia. Has this wonderful podcast again, talking about retail nightmares, but people working in retail and customer interactions that fucking suck.
Yeah.
And regular people that you just loathe. Or weirdos, or requests, or crazy people.
So most
or,
of these types
situations
across the board that people have worked in customer service or serving or retail have. And there's just another version of it at every store. But
yes. And it's now the same deal.
And now there's a whole thing about online customer service. So now there's like a distance between.
Oh my gosh, people are so mean.
And so
demanding.
Like, people don't. If they're typing out an email, people don't read that email over to make sure that all of the words are there or that, like,
they're so angry.
Yeah. Or punctuation or
details.
It blows my mind some of the emails that you get on a customer service level, like, hi, I bought this thing, or hi, I was interested in this thing. Can you tell me about this or that? And you just sound like a complete dolt, or you have never worn a blouse before, or you go,
I put this over my head, or is this pants
How
with a hole for my butt? How many armholes do I need? I'm an octopus. But I've been in an accident.
Sorry, can you confirm that there are two armholes in this chest? Yes.
I have also sent like some emails where I read them back and I was like, why? Like, why didn't you just call? And yeah. I don't think they had that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Evan's been on those email chains where just like, can we just have a 2-second phone call?
This should have been a phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we would have just had an answer.
Yeah, definitely.
Why do I have to wait a whole day to get an answer to something you can answer me?
You can just. Phone call?
Yeah. Just
it's weird when people don't pick up the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Customer service.
Yeah.
It's one thing in your personal life if you're like, no, you're going to voicemail. But in your job,
if your job is customer service, you should answer the phone.
You should probably.
I wrote H&M at Christmas because I had a bad experience there and no one ever returned the email.
Surprise, surprise.
But the email was like, hey, you guys are ripping people off.
Sure.
With, like your the policy that somebody made up on the spot. And yeah, I was like, you think you'd get back to somebody considering I've ruined the oceans supporting your business.
How much money I've thrown into the dump.
Yeah, like I really fucked things up for future generations by getting that thing I wore 3 times.
Oh boy. Yeah. But I thought we could maybe talk about the things that as retail employees you've done that have kind of been shitty.
Like which parts? Like I hate inventory. Okay. I don't have a very, I don't have a great attention span.
Yeah.
And so inventory is like, it just makes my skin crawl.
And for the uninitiated, lots of times when you do inventory at a store, you do it at the end of a store. At least my experience has been you do it at the end of the day.
Yeah.
After
going around.
All day,
yeah.
You close, you know, lock up everything and then you literally count.
Keep working and everything. Count.
And then recount it to make sure it matches.
Everything. That's it. It's not rocket science.
Yeah.
There is no good system to do this.
Nope.
It's just
manually counting and checking things
highlighters
off a list.
Yeah.
And it takes forever. It takes forever.
And there's so many ways something can go missing.
Yeah.
Change room, return, kicked under a shelf.
It's still in its bag.
It's still in the bag. It's in the bottom of the box. It's now the recycling. Like
you wrote down and 16 and you went to write 26.
Yeah.
And you're there until it's done.
Yeah.
It blows.
And it doesn't make any sense to me. This always bothered me. So people are being paid, like, you know, when I worked at BCBG, rest in peace.
but not really.
What is in it for a person making small wages?
Like the minimum.
Actually, BCBG wasn't really that bad. But what's in it for an employee that's not invested in the company to count properly or to take it seriously? Like, it's so strange.
The only thing is you get to leave on time when this is done.
When all the columns add up.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I just had a funny conversation with...
But see, that's when you're being honest.
Yes. See? And I had a conversation...
That's your problem.
Yeah.
You're honest.
Yeah. with Chris about this, and we were talking about something to do with my job at work and a return that we got back. And it's a really big company that we got this return back that normally we would never have taken this return back, but X, Y, and Z happened, so we took it.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be packaged perfectly and pristinely and whatever, and it came back not. And so he's like, well, you have to think on like a company of that size. It's a massive, huge, you know, department store or whatever. Like there's X number of locations.
Yeah.
It's a huge company.
Big deal. Yeah.
You can't expect the people who are in the buying office, the people who are talking to the other people with whom they are conducting business.
Yes, a professional relationship. Yeah.
You can't expect those people to have the same care about that product as the guys in the warehouse who are packing that box, who are working for probably $16 an hour. Yeah.
They would just go in a bubble wrapped envelope. That would protect it.
But it was like 25 shirts. And it was like however long ago that it was supposed to happen. But his point was like, yeah, like the guy who sent you this email gives a shit.
Yeah.
But the guy who's actually doing the work on the ground, he doesn't give two shits about. You know, he's just clocking in and clocking out,
like, from here to here, and
it's like kind of like the thing, like either you do a good job or you don't do a good job. It's kind of like the inventory thing, like either you care or you don't care. It's kind of a personal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would suck. That's a lot of inventory to get back. I was imagining like one shirt that got ketchup and mustard on it, the two most delicious things in the world. And you're like, it's still good.
Still
you put it on and you waltz out.
Yeah. Just get some soda water. It's fine.
Yeah.
No, it was like a. It was like a full shipment, essentially, of
right.
It was like a full order of stuff that had to be returned that, you know, just didn't get the care that it that our contract dictated it would have. Yeah. So now it's a whole bunch of people's problems instead of this one dude who, to his credit, you know, maybe he was having a shitty day. Maybe he doesn't give a shit about our product because the company that he works for doesn't give a shit about him. So it's just a weird, when you get to companies that are that size, you can't expect all of your employees all the way down the ladder to do the job that you would expect
to a certain level.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, man.
And there's so many levels of retail and sales.
Yeah, how
and
that works.
Clothing sales and all that stuff that like warehouses are enormous. Like a warehouse for, say, you know, the Bay or Macy's or whatever.
Yeah.
They'll have like one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast, and it'll be the size of a football field. Like it'll be an enormous, that's an overstatement, but you know what I mean?
But
it'll
still,
be like
it's a massive huge building. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the people who are working there didn't go to fashion school.
They
didn't
just go to business school. They moved boxes around and,
you know. So there's like that's one level of working in retail. So, or that's one level of working for a retail company.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting something back because it didn't sell, or those relationships when you have like we at a store I worked at did a special at Costco. And I personally thought it was a huge mistake. I think that also, I can't speak for the owners, but I got the sense that they're like, we're never doing that again.
Yeah.
Because we went from being like a small specialized store with locally made things and blah, blah, blah. And then you get this opportunity.
Yeah.
And that's such a loaded word, right?
Yeah.
Opportunity. to sell some stuff through Costco, which, you know, what Costco does, they do well.
Yeah.
But they have an absolute return policy, and that could destroy a small company. That wasn't the issue, but we were like, it felt like we were out of our league. You know, like it's like you have a pop-up in Costco and you get your brand out there, but people are shopping Costco. So they're not going to have that same understanding of a handmade something.
Yeah.
Or when you go to a boutique and, you know, everything that you're looking at in the store is at the same level of like price point matches everything else in the store. Whereas you go to Costco and you can get a patio set for $1,600 and you can get 20 batteries for $9.
Yes.
You know?
It is confusing there.
Yeah.
I have bought underwear there once. It was really weird underwear.
Yeah. They
have weird still underwear. Have a few pairs. Real high. Real high. Like they are higher than any pants that I own. So if you ever see that, that's what happens.
It's a tucked in shirt kind of deal.
totally.
I was going to say laundry day. That's a laundry day set.
Yeah.
They're good for dresses.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's well, there you go. Yeah. Go over the muffin tops.
Yeah. Yeah. To where my natural waist is.
Yes. Which is up real. I know
right
mine.
Underneath
real high. Real high. I got a real high waist.
I think that these, you know, it would be so, if I had a small brand and a big American store was like, I want to, you know, have your fancy socks or whatever I would get around to. I would want to do it. But then they're like, well, we want to make a return.
Actually doing it. Yeah.
And you sold 2,000 of my socks. I'm going to take back my 25 socks. And okay, they've got cigarette holes in them. There's condoms stuffed in the toes. Fine. I'm not going to say anything because you're a blank
store.
I guess
you're right.
And you've increased my whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does feel sort of abusive, I bet. Well, abusive, but in a way that the word abusive.
No, I know. They're just a big company and that's how they do business.
They just,
and other big companies do business with other big companies, and that's sort of just what happens. But we are a very small company. So this one fuck up that for a big company would be like, whatever. A
bump in the road.
For us is like, this is a huge deal. Like there's shit that we just don't have the time. We don't have the resources. We don't
can't
have,
sell
you
know, them.
And then you can't sell, or can you sell them? We don't know. We have to go through each and every one of them and make sure that we can. And and then what? Do you charge them back? Like it just is this whole sort of back and forth.
It's a lot of work.
It's like, why did we have to do this? Why did they have to be returned?
No, let's see.
You're a huge company.
What can
just
we learn how to
from
sell
this?
Them.
Yeah,
you're exactly. really good at selling stuff. Just figure out how to sell them.
What's your job? You have one job.
Just one.
Just sell stuff. Okay? Got one job.
I think that's probably like the biggest retail nightmare is always returns.
Yeah.
Or like making something the wrong way. Like something got sewn differently or the fabric shrunk in a weird way or was
the zippers busted or whatever.
And you get all these returns on the same item. You're like, just hand it over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We had dresses at BCBG that all the zippers were the wrong weight for the fabric, so people Ooh. Would get stuck in them. Oof. We'd have to cut them out.
Ugh.
Which makes people feel horrible.
Yep.
Horrible. So it really, like, it really sucked for the company. And it's something, you know, I don't understand how to make a thing. But I understand how to use scissors to cut somebody out of a $200 dress.
Oh.
That could never be fixed or repaired.
Yeah.
I think we had to do it for like 5 or 6 people.
Ugh, that's brutal.
But something was just wrong with the zipper.
They just did the wrong thing in production.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, yeah, that happened when I worked at a store and they sold a bunch of necklaces and they were expensive necklaces and the chains kept breaking.
Oh, no.
And like it happened once and we're like, oh, shit, sorry. And it was a local company, so it's fine. We sent them back and they gave us, and you know, it was kind of almost a one of a kind type of deal. So sure. we couldn't just give them another one. Like exchange, like we had to contact the company and then we had to have another one like couriered over or my boss went and picked it up or whatever. We had to coordinate all this stuff and then we had to call a guy back and then he took 2 weeks to come back and yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. It was a whole deal. And then it happened once. I'm like, oh my God, that was crazy. And then it kept happening. And these are expensive necklaces and they're like very thoughtful gifts. And like I said, they're kind of one of a kind. So like our store, we only had one of each style.
Right, and it's like
kind of super meaningful. Yeah. It's not like, oh, I want a heart one. Like, no,
and
this one.
And were they pendants on a chain?
Yes.
So why didn't they just send you a bunch of the chains that were right?
We figured that out eventually.
Okay.
But only after like the 5th or 6th one.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
So, and that was just, and of course, you know, being the retailer, and this is a huge, like, ticket item for us. Like, instead of like $60 dresses, is a $200-something necklace.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to want to make this sale and not have to give him his money back.
Mm-hmm. And also, you're working on behalf of the person
of
who
the
made
brand.
It.
Absolutely. So I have to, you know, and I have to be the in-between the customer and the company.
Plus, if the necklace breaks, there's a really good chance that they won't notice it and they lose the whole thing.
Exactly. And it was like the first guy was like, it was a special gift for his wife and she wanted this specific one and yada, yada, yada. It was a whole thing. And he was so thoughtful about it too. And he was so nice. I was like, we have to make this happen for this guy. He's so sweet.
Then normally
our return policy was just store credit. There was no returns. But it was like a guy. I'm like, what is he going to want with $200-something credit for a lady's boutique? Like, I guess he could give that to his wife, but here's a gift certificate to a store because your gift fell through, I guess.
Here's
I don't know.
Here's a gift certificate to Subway.
Yeah.
It's like Subway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You could have
noticed
they have paninis now, so.
That made me laugh so hard. It's kind of like Tim Hortons, how they're like the last to know.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, cream of broccoli soup, guys.
You guys, have you heard of this thing? It's so great. Cream of broccoli.
They have this like, it's not like they have a Nutella thing happening, but everything just like looks like poop in the ad because their food doesn't look good.
No.
Like, oh, I think they could fuck up Nutella.
Ooh, that's a new level of fail.
I had that happen. My best friend Mika has a couple of times gifted me beautiful pieces of jewelry. I don't wear a lot of jewelry and I'd say I'm kind of difficult to shop for, mostly because I have expensive taste. But twice she's given me earrings. The first pair I've worn, I left them at my counselor's house and I just don't know how to ask her to mail them back because I don't want to go for another session right now, even though she's a great counselor. It's really expensive. But she gave me this beautiful pair of earrings for my birthday. I can only assume that they were expensive. I believe that they are real gold. And I noticed when I wore them, they would gently push out and I'd almost lose them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'd always push them back in. And then one day I get it, got back and it was fucking gone.
Ugh.
And it's this like really beautiful thing. So I kept the box. I'm going to write the company and ask them to buy one more so I don't look like the worst friend ever. But they should have put a backing on them.
Yeah.
Those little kind of paperclip ones that slip in and out.
Yeah.
There's no way to keep them in. I have like huge bagel ears. Like they're very small, but they're very thick. If anyone out there is into that, I will send you pictures for $500 an ear. I have a dog. He's very expensive.
Someone out there is Googling bagel ears. Google images.
Yeah. They have little like Spock bumps too. They're pretty cute. So I feel terrible. And I now have to go and buy. I now want to go and buy this,
sure,
but I just want one more earring. I'm not buying two more earrings. I don't have That's budget for two of these earrings. But I feel frustrated because they should have come with a backing. There's no way. I have a very long neck, a very beautiful ears. So it's something wrong with those earrings.
Yeah, the problem's not you.
But it's, yeah, it's interesting, like those kind of design things that just take that extra step. Silver chains are incredibly inexpensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I think I can guess the company you're talking about, really beautiful things. Yeah.
It's so frustrating. And the thing is, when you're working retail and you, like, it's one thing if you work in a store and you just sell your own brand. You work at H&M and you sell H&M or whatever. You work at J.Crew, you sell J.Crew. But if you're working at a boutique that sells multiple brands, and you can familiarize yourself and you can have staff training and be as knowledgeable about the product.
This is how this fits.
But then you are on some at some level an ambassador for that brand.
Yeah.
And people are mad at that brand. You
hear about it.
You hear about it, and it's your job.
And also, they will remember, like, oh, I got this necklace from this store. Not, I got this Thumbs brand down. Of necklace.
Yeah.
Wherever.
That store has shitty stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, it was this one thing. The one thing you bought the one time, and it was an anomaly, and they're not going to remember that.
One thing I've learned about working with food and supplements is if something gets returned, you have to pay really close attention. Because it could be somebody's health, right? Like, oh,
sure.
I think that this thing is off. You're like, ding, ding, ding. Like, you pulled a lot. You make a report.
Yeah.
You get that back. You send it to a lab.
Figure it
out. So it's kind of made me think a little bit faster. Like, what's the solution to keep this person happy? And I think that it's just like in clothing or like the jewelry store or the jewelry people that they wouldn't maybe see that it was a problem because the other things haven't sold yet, so
yeah,
it hasn't happened.
They wouldn't know.
But yours is,
and they're not wearing a necklace.
First time it's happened.
Yeah.
So, maybe it's the chain might not be the first thing. They might think the person brushed their hair and broke it, and because you know jewelry is delicate, earrings fall out. Fine.
But yeah, happen,
like trying
okay.
to explain to people why a product isn't good after you've convinced them it's good.
Yeah.
You're like, and they come back and like, this thing that you sold me that was $250, it's not really that great.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I was told, I read all this stuff about it.
Well, that's not what they told me.
Commission on.
Yeah.
That was nice. I like that part. Yeah.
And it's a bad part. I mean, not bad, but it's just an unfortunate part too, especially working in clothing retail, is that a lot of people don't know shit about clothes. Mm-mm. And when something bad happens, like the zipper thing, and you're like, well, it's the brand's fault. Like, this is XYZ happened because of a very logical, tangible reason. And, you know, they didn't necessarily respond in the most logical or understanding manner.
Right.
When customers can kind of fly off the handle sometimes. But, you know, and you're trying to explain it. And like, that's like, I talked about a thing that happened to me on your show about a lady washed a pair of rayon little shorts, so like one of wide leg shorts that looked like a skirt, and it was super cute, but it's rayon, and she put it in the dryer and it got all fucked up because that's what happens to rayon when you put it in the dryer, and the zipper got all wonky and weird, and she came in and wanted to return, and as I was explaining to her the policy and stuff, and it's unwashed, yada yada yada, and she's like, oh, I didn't wash it, and I'm like, no, I didn't say this out loud, of course.
Oh.
But in my mind, I'm like, oh, you for sure washed this. It's not like a cotton shirt where you're like, you can't really
maybe
tell
she just went to
washed.
An infrared sauna in it, and then she went to a dry sauna in it.
This is where we differ, because when that shit came down, I'd be like, no, you washed these.
No, what you say is, it has been washed.
You washed it.
Like,
you
take the passive
I'm sorry, but these have been washed.
These have been washed. And you know what the dead giveaway is? Is the care label.
Yes.
On the inside.
That's so how you can
heads
tell.
Up, if you want to
get away with it.
That's the way to do it.
My favorite
thing was to be like, oh, can you
because you dealt with a lot of returns at your job.
Can you see here? This symbol right here means do not put it in the dryer.
Yeah.
I never know what those symbols mean.
Thank you very much.
I still got to look it up every once in a while and be like, what's this rectangle?
Sometimes I feel like it's a wave and I'm like, does that mean hair dryer? Like what?
Does that mean heat or water?
Yeah. I always try to explain to people as they're buying it how to wash things.
Sure. Because, just to be thorough. Yeah. So it doesn't happen to you.
Because you don't want that pair of rayon shorts to come back and be like, well, these don't fit anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you
no,
fucking
duh.
Wash.
Yeah, they're not going to fit a fucking chimp now.
People don't take care of their clothes. They don't take care of their clothes, and they do weird stuff with them.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. yeah, it's just that, again, fast fashion kick in the butt, because you don't need to take care of your clothes if they're shitty clothes, right?
Yeah, you just don't need to pay as much attention.
You're not going to dry clean them. You're not going to hand wash them. Yeah. Maybe you'll lay them flat to dry if you're fancy.
You probably don't even wash them. Like H&M stuff, it's best just not to wash it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really need to wash your clothes often, but if it's synthetic, my experience is that I need to wash them more often.
Yeah.
And it's so tempting. I was working near Lougheed Mall for a year. So at lunch, we go to Lougheed Mall and then wander through H&M.
There it is.
And there it is.
Full of stuff. Full of eye candy.
I mean, I bought a T-length white skirt. I've got a six-month-old puppy and I ride a bike to work.
How's that happening?
Yes. I don't know. It's still in a bag. Still in a bag. I didn't buy a lot, but my phase with Forever 21 and H&M came on the heels of like going back to school and working part-time jobs. And so I was like, oh, I can get a few cute things here.
Yeah.
Will make myself last.
Feel good. But then no.
No. They just don't last.
But then they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo.
Yeah, you must have had some fun returns. Actually, both of you guys must have had fun returns. The returns that I've dealt with, because I haven't done too much like brick and mortar style retail. Like we were talking about on your podcast, lots of the retail that I've done in the last few years anyways has been at trade shows.
Yeah.
Or I've been at like markets, big markets. So it's not
you never see those people.
It's not the same. And when you do hear from them again, it's by email.
Adoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I worked at H&M, returns were the best because I only worked there for like 6 months and I didn't get clearance to do returns. So I would just have to be like walkie-talkie. Return,
call
please.
Somebody else. And then like, somebody else is
going to have to wait. You're going to have to go over here into this
line over here.
Next.
You're the sassy guy who's like, sorry, I can't help you.
Yeah.
And the person is just stewing and stewing.
They've been talking themselves up all day to return this thing and they're going to tear a chunk out of that first employee. Okay, I'm going to stand over.
I'm like, okay, well, yeah, you're like, you can go over there.
Deflection.
Actually, you're next. Like, actually, that's not my job. So yeah. Sorry. Actually, I'm going to have to keep waiting.
Above my pay grade. So.
Well, you've worked at a few companies that are like, big, like H&M.
Yeah.
So, like, then, they have a very different sort of return policy than, like, a boutique would.
Oh, yeah. You'll take anything back at H&M. Anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't, I saw this.
Doesn't fucking, no receipt.
Really?
No tags.
Come stains on it. Mystery stains. Tears. Anything.
What?
Ancient, I guess if it says
Gaps
H&M,
like that, too.
Well,
like,
they wouldn't let me exchange a sale item for a regular price item at Christmas.
Oh, go find yourself.
Well,
that's why I wrote them a letter.
Maybe they're feeling the pinch. but when I was there, they'd return anything.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross. Maybe you caught somebody power tripping that one day you tried to return it, maybe.
I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
The worst return I ever had was actually, we had a really amazing tailor at BCBG. She made me like a beautiful skirt for a wedding 1 year and really lovely woman, highly skilled, like did a lot of handwork and beadwork.
Mm.
She could prepare any of those beautiful dresses that they made. And so if somebody's hem fell out of their pants, we would fix it for free.
Sure. It's a pretty
and
straightforward problem.
And this one woman
kept
coming in and returning her red business slacks. She wore without panties and did not wash. I can still see it. Like, I can just remember the woman's face and her DNA. You know, like, it's just something I'll never forget. And I worked at, like, this place on St. Laurent Street when I was really young. And it was where, you know, people would buy their, like, things to go to, like, fancy parties and club wear and, like, expensive designer jeans.
Cool things, yeah.
And we would get things returned by, like, beautiful people. And they can get anyone to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
You know. It must be nice.
I mean, it's just like.
Find my earring.
Yeah.
If I have superpowers and perfect nose.
When I worked in retail, I found that if someone was beautiful, I was even more mean to
them. you're like this bitch thinks she can get away with anything.
Yeah.
None
like,
of my watch.
Can you think you're going to walk in here with that face and get whatever you want? I don't think so.
I didn't do that as much like.
Let me show you
how
our
people...
maternity section.
Are you sure you're not a six?
I think you should try the 10, okay?
Yeah.
Let's try the 10.
Yeah, I think you need to size up there, honey. Yeah.
I don't do as much with how people look, but if someone comes in with like you know, a YSL bag or a Louis Vuitton bag or something.
Some fancy shit.
They're not
some
the same.
Fancy. Then. Someone comes in with a bag like that and is like griping about a sale item or a $10
thing
like,
or whatever.
I'm not gonna cut you any slack. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I don't care if your difficult. Husband bought that for you. I'm not gonna cut you any slack.
I feel like they have much time because they're not working.
Yeah,
exactly. Returning something at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday.
They're not worrying about their debt.
Oh, yeah, really.
Like the rest of us.
Yeah.
That's what I do at 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. Check into my debt file.
Yeah. Check your taxes again.
Remind yourself about your crippling debt.
Yeah. Just check my credit card statement. Like, ugh.
Oof.
2 o'clock on a Tuesday. It's time.
Still sucks.
My alarm
okay.
goes off.
Fuck. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Some real doozies of returns at American Apparel.
I can only imagine. Please tell us.
Yeah, I want to hear the a funny one.
A funny one?
I don't want to hear a DNA one. I want to hear a funny one.
A funny one.
Any young people do anything stupid?
Like, there's got to be some festival goers who got something, or some Halloween costume return or something.
There's a lot of, like, things that...
Oh, no, I was very adamant about my red stamp on Halloween. Final sale. Yeah. Final sale. Final sale.
No way this is coming back in this store.
It was like, I think it was maybe like my last month of working there. And I think it might have been around the Coachella time or when any other Sasquatch or Squamish or anything.
Pick
like
one.
That.
Yeah.
Pick one. They're all the same. And this girl had the audacity to come in and try to return a bathing suit that had clearly been worn. And there was a lot of something.
I said no DNA story.
Oh, but I
said
you wanted. Like, I misunderstood.
But she had the balls on this girl. Like, she's like.
I would never in a million years.
And I was just like, you know what?
I get embarrassed throwing that stuff into the laundry pile, letting alone like bringing it to the store where I purchased it.
I don't even return things that are in perfect condition. I feel bad doing that.
And I'm just...
All of the requirements. I feel bad about that.
I was like, my last fuck had long since left me.
Sailed away.
So I just gave her money back. And I was just like, you know what?
You're like, this place is already going in tanking it.
Yeah.
I'll take your dumb suit back.
Yeah, here's your $35.
It's against the law to exchange and return a bathing suit. I feel like that people don't know that.
Like, yeah. It's not an American Apparel.
No, when you're on Sean's
ship. When did American Apparel really start living by the rule of the law?
The rule of the law, exactly.
You just use that bathing suit and just line the inside of the garbage bag when you take the garbage out that day. Yeah,
we had a drawer in our stalker room that had like the biohazard label that someone had drawn on like the back of a return tag or on like a hold tag. And it was just like, do not open. And then right before I left, they like people were just like taking things from there because we can't sell them.
Mm.
And they're like, okay, I'm going to take this white bathing suit and I'm just going to bleach it 5 million times and it's going to be mine.
That's brave. Gross. That's
I know. Brave. And I was just like,
it would get the germs
y'all
out.
Are fucking nasty. Like, I could never fucking.
I'm like, it would get the germs out.
It would.
I
it
mean,
would.
Theoretically, yeah. I wouldn't do it myself, but.
I mean, like. The 16,
Sorry, I didn't do it. That's
my 16-year-old like employees at American Apparel definitely.
Oh, sure, they don't care.
No, they don't know how to do laundry either, though.
Yeah,
that's true.
You can't use bleach on a bathing suit.
Yeah,
it will destroy it. Dummies. When I sold lingerie, it was amazing that we would say like, if it's a final sale, people would still try to return it, and they would have the tags on it. But I was under no obligation to take it, and I would not.
No.
Sorry. Like, if you're a grown adult person, you know this is against the law to take. There's signs all over the place. Lingerie is a final sale. It's like the Bay. We've been shopping. Most people have been shopping at the Bay since they were kids.
Mm-hmm.
There's signs everywhere. Like, if your underpants on, you're trying to be sued.
Yeah.
I leave them on my head.
Oh, like.
They didn't say where you're supposed to leave them.
People like chicks would always be like naked under bathing suits and bodysuits.
So disgusting.
When it gets to the point where you just don't give a shit anymore. Like it's a fucking miracle I made a living off of working in retail because I
should not built for it.
I should not have worked in retail. Like, I just don't care about people and their needs.
Like, that is actually kind of an essential thing to is you want to make people happy.
To succeed in retail, yeah.
That was my my failing for so long. I was like, but I'm helping people.
Making them happy.
And just, I don't, like, in theory, like, I love clothes and I love fashion and all that stuff, but I definitely, the only reason I stayed there so long is when I got into, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff, when I was, like, in management and working at, like, 2 a.m, doing flips and stuff. That is how I survived there. But, like, working on the floor for, like, the last year that I was in retail, oof.
That'll kill your soul.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but also doing a flip was, like, I don't know if you loved it, but merchandising is... when you work at a huge store and you have to follow, like, did you have to follow a planogram?
No.
Oh.
That wasn't fun. That wasn't fun either. I would have much rather have been like, okay, you take that one and you have this much space and you just do that and then we can go home. It's like, no, instead we're going to take a week to do 4 stores and we're just going to
figure it out.
We're just going to putter around for a couple hours and I'm just like, I have no plans. We're just going to make it.
We should explain what a planogram is. It's like what the...
It's like a blueprint. Layout.
Yeah, like
of what the store and the presentation is going to look like.
And like what specific garments are facing out and which ones are lined up, hung side by side against the wall.
Which ones are on the table.
What's the color story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you work for a big company, you'll get explicit instructions on this wall will have all of these items in this configuration, copy paste. Yeah. And then if you're in a boutique or something small and you have more.
At Topshop, it was like that. Like,
you have more.
Yeah, Topshop. Well, yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't even find my way out of Topshop.
It took me forever to learn that store.
Can we talk about Topshop, the double down escalators off Granville Street and one
you can't go up, get out again.
And the little half one to the food court.
How is that not a fire hazard?
And how do you get from up? I got so excited
because I spent the whole winter looking for a full length camel coat.
Oh yes.
And I was, hoping to find one from a company like an Everlane, but they made like a light camel and I look better in a dark camel. I don't know what the difference is, but.
Sure.
So finally
I got. It's the topiness of your skin.
Yes. Yeah, because I'm too taupe to pull off the light camel because that's also the same color as my skin. This looks so terrible. And I got turned around and got lost in Topshop and I was like, oh shit. Oh no, wait. I was helping a fellow comedian find an outfit in the Winnipeg Bay, and there was a Topshop in there. I know what happened. So I was like, oh, they have my coat. They have the coat here. Of course I'd never check here. Sure. It's Topshop. It's crazy in here. And I picked it up and turned around, and there's an embroidered dragon all over the back of it. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Nope.
Fuck this.
So close. So close.
Like a camel, like a long camel coat is like
a classic
the
camel
most classic.
Coat.
Yeah, beautiful, simple.
Top's like, we got you covered.
Yeah.
You wanted that classic coat with a dragon on the back, right?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, the Vancouver Topshop was specifically designed so you're
trapped?
You can't get out of it.
It's horrible.
It's infuriating. It's like being in a casino.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could sue them for emotional damages. I've been stuck in there and hungry. I'm like, I need a Jogenfruz or something. Yeah. I'm hungry. I came into the mall to find a food.
Where's just the New York fries?
You just need to like Pepe Le Pew your way over into the food court because you can walk into
just
it
from smell.
There. Yeah.
Oh man,
I really get a little bit anxious about that stuff. Like, I need a visible exit at all times.
And the Bay has these areas of that aren't thriving.
Yeah.
So you find yourself in like the men's hat section,
a very sad,
or section. Like a weird selection of bed in a bags that nobody wanted. Like, do I need a bed in a bag? Or I'm I don't know where I am for so long, and I finally get out, and I'm on the cosmetics floor. I'm like,
then you're still like, where's the door?
Yeah, and then there's the Olympic store, and I'm like,
what's happening? Oh man. Anyway, that's a particular maybe Vancouver specific complaint.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But lots of department stores are like that.
The same thing. They make it on purpose.
You can't get out. I was in the Bay a couple of weeks ago with a couple of friends, and it was like I guess it was a Saturday afternoon, and we had gone out for Caesars or, happy hour or whatever. And then we went to the bay because it was bay days and someone needed a one thing and it was on the way.
And it was good.
Yeah. It's bay days.
And so everybody had like had a couple of drinks. So just scatters like kittens. And we could not get each other all back into the same place to leave. And everyone's like, we got to get out of here. Like the fluorescent lights and we've been drinking for most of the afternoon. Yeah. And like, it's time
can't
for us
be in
to
here
go.
Anymore.
But there was one stray who was not coming back. So we had to like get on the PA.
And page.
Yeah, we had to page them and like, it's my friend Adam. And we're like, we had the girl say, Adam, your mother is waiting for you on aisle 10 or whatever it was, like on the first floor in cosmetics. So like, Adam, your mother is waiting for you on cosmetics aisle. And there was
she's really
14
worried about
people
you.
In the entire store.
Oh,
and they were all women. And so there was one Adam and it was our friend.
He's just wandering like, around.
Just this announcement through the whole store. Your mother is waiting for you. Like he's a lost 7-year-old. He's like a 35-year-old man.
But I can never find anything in there. Like, they have great stuff, but, and the shoe it's section tough. Is pretty good.
Yeah,
and,
shoe section's pretty great.
You need a 2-hour window to
get it. Yeah, they'll go in and be like, oh, yeah, I need to get that bra that I like. We don't make it anymore, but try these 17 bras on.
Yeah, and they're like, not the same.
Can't.
I don't
sad.
Want to.
Yeah.
How's our timing? We might have to move on
we're
to
going
some
a little,
sessions,
yeah.
Yeah,
we're going to have to move on a little bit. How about we take a little break?
Okay.
And we'll come back.
Oh, shit.
Okie doke.
Okay.
Okay, yes, we back, yes.
Hello, Dan.
We're robot time now.
We got the bebop.
I forget what song we listened to in the car. Oh, it was like Spank Rock's Rick Rubin. And it's like this whole like robot sounds at the beginning. And Margot's like, oh, it's bebop song. And I'm like, she's never heard this song before. I'm like, all right.
She's very perceptive.
Yeah. I'm like, well, you're not wrong. And then, of course, it's like a super, like, nasty, like, sexual rap song. And we're like, I'm Skip.
Yeah. Oh, it's that nasty song.
Shorty is starting to, like, de-antwort. So I'm going to have to, like, there's like a happy-go-lucky, fucky, sucky song. And he's like, oh, it's a happy song. And she's also just learning that songs have names.
Oh.
What's this song called? That's like some song on the radio. I'm like, I don't know.
The white car song.
You're already playing on my phone. You should slam it.
Is that why you text me from Dave's phone? Because she had your phone?
Yes.
So funny.
It was the only way to keep her happy in the car ride home. She had a huge meltdown right before we were supposed to leave my in-law's house from dinner tonight. So it's like, yeah, you can play on my phone. We're going to put this sucker on plane mode because you're not burning through my data. But you can play on my phone for the 20-minute car ride home. Anyway. Obsessions.
I will go first.
Go for it.
Mine's real quick.
Do it.
About 2 years ago, we bought, Chris brought home a game of the Settlers of Catan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then about 2 months ago, we started playing it. So we
got it out of the closet and opened it up.
Dusted it off. But I'd played it before, but only like once or twice. And with my brother-in-law, who is a seasoned player and very
knows
strategic
the deal.
And mm-hmm. wins every single time. So I was like, I don't care about this dumb game. Yeah. So then we have started playing it. So there's myself and my husband and then our two pals. And so we usually end up like, oh, what are
Get
we doing? We don't have anything
going,
to do.
Yeah.
Oh, let's open a bottle of wine and play Catan. So that's been like a regular happening the last like couple of weeks and
nice.
It's so like we're all like getting better at it and now we all like know how to like ride each other
and you
bit,
play
like,
with the same people
push each other's
right?
buttons yeah because like you can screw people over so easily on it. It's so fun. It is not a game to make friends. It's yes. a game to hopefully not shatter
lose your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But you make really sure fun. You're friends first before you start playing these
yes
things, because you're not making
yes.
any good impressions.
No you are actively yes sinking their game
yes.
and working against them.
Mm.
But it's so fun. And it's like an hour and a half game. And
beautiful.
Have a bottle
get
of wine.
Get a drink, exactly.
And that's it. And
knock
it's
it out.
So fun. And it's so much better than I find usually. I've always loved games. Like I'm a total board game people.
Mm.
My family's all board game people. But I find it so much more engaging than just like watching
go around
a
the
basketball
thing.
Game. Or
yeah,
like,
totally.
You know, like I'm way more interested in sitting around a table and playing a game and getting kind of drunk and
yeah, being silly. And
yeah, being silly and then going home at 10:15 and yeah, being in bed by 11:45. It's the best. So that's it. That was me, but it's been...
It's a good one.
It's a good one. We've been enjoying it. I don't know what's going to happen when the sun comes out and we need to like spend some time outside.
Oh, yeah.
But Chris just got back from a work trip. He was in Tofino and a friend of his had glow-in-the-dark bocce.
That might be
a good investment.
Might need to invest in
it. And you live right by the beach, so...
Yeah.
There you go.
I think that'll be how I spend most of the evenings in the summer.
Bocce is so fun.
So fun. Super fun. One of my favorite all-time games ever.
Yeah.
It's great. It's fun. You don't have to be good.
You can play it by yourself.
You don't have to care. You don't have to pay attention. Like, it's great.
And you can drink.
And you're outside. It's low impact.
If you want to care, you can. But if you don't have to. That's why I like bowling. It's like, I don't fucking care.
But bowling is like pretty expensive.
Yeah.
You just need a yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, bocce. It's
you just need whatever the $24.99 Canadian Tire.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you allowed to play at the beach? I guess on the green part.
You can. Yeah, you can play at the beach. You can't play on the sand.
Never mind. I'm not athletic.
But there's some super stupid rules about what you can and can't do at the beach.
I've seen it go down.
Ridiculous.
I don't. As a person who loves rules, I kind of love it. There's no boats allowed, and people are like, "What?" And most of the time, when someone has a boat, they've got a bit of cash, and they're not used to being told no. So that is my favorite.
Yes, that's
my favorite.
Nice.
Is where someone's like, "But it's mine," and they're like, "Doesn't matter.
I want it."
Yeah, somebody like a couple of times that happened when I was at the beach, where somebody pulled up in a boat, got pretty close, and they're like, "No fucking way, dude!
Turn around." Also, no inflatables. But you also
inflatables is my favorite because people look so sad, but they're grown ups.
They're holding their donut,
and they spend 20 minutes in the parking lot blowing it up, and then you can't use it.
That's kind of mean.
But it took so long to blow up the swan. I just want to lay on it for 20 minutes. But you can't.
Yeah, and they're always like, well, why? And they're like,
you could float out too far
into this place that kills people on a daily.
Yeah.
They're like, but I want it.
But I just bought it.
And you know in their knapsack, they've got so many ciders or rattlers.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's they're probably baked.
Mm-hmm. Or going
on the process to be baked. Yeah. Oh, well.
Anyway, Evan, what do you got?
Well, I was in and out of consciousness.
Yes.
With my
your fever
sickness.
Dreams.
And your exoskeleton.
My exoskeleton fever dreams. I discovered this show called The Collection.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
It's about a French fashion house that's trying to rebuild itself after being occupied during World War II.
Oh, well, shit.
What? What show is that on? What TV is
it? It's on Amazon Prime.
Whoa.
I did not watch it on Amazon Prime.
But if you are so
But if you are
subscribed.
So inclined, then I can link you.
Yes.
But...
Well, that's pretty great.
Yeah, it's the whole premise of the show is these two brothers, they work together... And they own this fashion house called Paul Sabine. And they're basically trying to, their task
is it in French with subtitles?
No, it's
dubbed.
In English.
Oh, it's in English.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know. They're French
That's
people
fine.
With English accents.
Yeah.
But it's weird because like all of the rich French people have English accents, but all the poor French people have French accents.
Oh.
Interesting. Interesting choice.
Yeah. So, They're tasked with the French government to replace France on the map as the like fashion capital of the world.
Yeah.
Or Paris as the fashion capital of the world. So they have like all these high stakes in getting this collection. They have this this rich financier who has like high morals and is very anti-German. And apparently they have a past like with the German army and like the things that they did to survive during the war.
Right.
Like Dior? Is this a little... Dior?
The clothes are very Dior inspired, and when they finally present their collection that's supposed to bring Paris back to the map, they call it the new look. So Dior.
Yes.
Whole crux of the story is Paul Sabine is like the face of the brand, and he's the businessman, and everyone thinks he designs everything, but he doesn't. His gay brother Claude is the
Who
designer.
Is the guy?
He like works behind the scenes, and he's like the manager of the atelier, so he orders all the fabrics and like does all the fittings
the
and stuff. And
yeah,
he's the one who actually is like the mastermind behind all of this. So it's like this weird
dynamic,
this weird relationship between the two of them, and like this understanding that they have because Claude doesn't want to be in the spotlight, but
the other
and he
one
wants
does.
To have a private life so he can be a gay man in the 40s in France.
Yeah.
And then Claude, like Paul, like just does like all of the press and everything, and he's the face of the company.
Cool.
Yeah, and then Paul has like a rich American wife, played by Mamie Gummer.
Meryl Streep's daughter.
Meryl Streep's daughter, and their mother is played by Frances de la Tour. She's an amazing actress. She's just like of the caliber of like Maggie Smith type deal, and like sure, like the little. Her turns of phrase that she has, and like apparently she also has a storied past, and everyone, there's lots of secrets and intrigue and murder.
So was it murder?
Murder.
Did you hear about the murder?
The murder.
Yeah, it's set in like it's like the first 5 years, like it's 5 years since the war ended or something.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so and then there's also the story of one of the girls who works in the atelier, and she becomes like the muse of the house, and she gets taken and put into the cabine of models, and all these models who've been working for the house for so long, and all of a sudden there's like one of these new girls coming in and taking all their spotlights. So there's there's like that dynamic as well.
Interesting. There's a whole bunch of shows about department, like period stores.
Yeah.
About department stores. There's that one. There was
Selfridge,
Mr. Selfridge. Yeah. There was The Paradise, which was almost exactly like Mr. Selfridge.
Yeah,
but better. In my opinion, there was a Spanish one called Velvet, which I think is on
Netflix.
It's Spanish language.
Oh, no, there was the Japanese one too.
And there's a Japanese one about a lingerie brand. Mm-hmm. You just reminded me about that Spanish one. I watched maybe 5 or 6 episodes, and it's the same thing. It's like maybe not after the war or after their civil war or something. And the head of the company dies, and the son has to take over, and yada, yada, yada. There's murder and betrayal and all the same sort of things, but they're all like super attractive Spanish people.
Oh, and that's called Velvet.
That was called Velvet. It's on Netflix.
Check that one out.
Yeah, and if everybody, I don't know where The Paradise is. The Paradise was great.
I saw it on Netflix.
No name actors really, or a bunch of British people that may be known in England, and then Mr. Selfridge.
That are like wildly famous in UK.
I've just never heard of them. And then the Selfridge one. What was the Jeremy Piven one, which was also pretty decent. I watched 2 seasons of that. That was good.
Good
to know the collection.
The collection.
Let's look that up.
So good. Gay interest, fashion, murder, Nazis.
Great.
What more can you ask? Yeah.
Check.
Yeah.
Abby, what's your obsession?
My obsession this time is, I've been obsessed since the last episode we recorded when we talked about the Met Gala and we talked about the Alexander McQueen exhibit.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about the Met Gala.
Yes.
We'll have to do that another time. We don't have time today.
It was all right.
It was so lame and boring.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
It was a fucking snore.
It wasn't great.
Rihanna,
you're a fucking queen. I love you so much.
She's the only one who did it right.
And Katy Perry also did some pretty awesome shit, too.
But she also was wearing Miss Margiela. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway, but it still was cool. It wasn't like beautiful ball gown.
I know, so, but she was the ambassador for the whole thing. Why wasn't she wearing
Columbia? Anyway, whatever. Anyway. But
we don't have time for these important details.
No.
They're saying important.
But
really important for some people.
I have a big coffee table book that Dave bought me of the Savage Beauty Alexander McQueen exhibit. And it's just beautiful, beautiful photos. There's a big prologue in the beginning. There's a big biography about him. There's an interview with Sarah Burton at the end, who's the lady who took over when McQueen died. And it's a beautiful book. I've been obsessed with it. I've been Googling things about it.
It's a beautiful book to look at.
Yes. And I've just been poring over it because it was like on a shelf covered in dust. I hadn't looked at it in a couple of days. Dave got it for my birthday a few years ago, but I hadn't looked at it in a long time. And then I got it out. I was talking to my mom about it too.
And it's on your coffee table in your living room right now?
Yes.
When I came in and
right
sat down. The image on the front is a hologram.
Yeah. And
Hologram.
And it's his hologram? Face in a skull.
Yeah. So it's sort of like
flip it.
As you move. So when I went to go and sit down, I didn't realize that's what the book was. And I went to sit down and the book cover changed. And I was like, oh my God, that book is melting. Like, what
kind of book is this?
But it's
so good, and like the photography is outstanding, and like I've gone down quite the like Wikipedia Google hole about every aspect of even just the book, let alone the show, like how the mannequins are made, but the mannequins were actually people that they then photoshopped later. And like, because I was looking at the feet and the hands and I'm like,
those are real.
I'm like, these look really real.
They look like a cast had been made.
But even realer than that. And then I Googled it and I found an article on Racked about how they'd used an actual person and they painted them white. Mm-hmm. They tied a thread or a string around where the joints would have been. So there was a line. And then later in Photoshop, they would just manipulate it a little bit.
Okay.
And like cut on that line and then move the hand a little bit so it looked like it was a stuck on hand.
Wow.
Same thing with the shoulder seams, the waist seams. And then as you look through the book and you see like the bottoms of the soles are flesh colored, but the rest of it's white. And there's weird wearing, like all the...
Yeah, like in the elbows or something.
And like weird, and like stuff, little scratches on the legs and stuff that they had painted these models white. And then they just happened with the moving around and then they kept it and then they exaggerated it a bunch and like they cut off their heads or just put like faceless mannequin heads on them. And
so
the photoshopping cool. The mannequins alone is fascinating. And then the clothing on top of it, and they're beautiful, like super high quality pictures of these beautiful, beautiful garments with quotes and information and stuff behind it. And it was just
so good.
I spent like maybe 2 hours today alone just looking at it. It was so great. I had one of those moments and I'm like, the baby's been sleeping. She could be dead. But if I go in and check and she's not, then she'll wake up.
I'm just going to finish this chapter.
It's like a Schrodinger's cat sort of deal. Like she's like sleeping and awake at the same time. She's alive and dead. But if I don't open the door, I'll never know. Anyway, I read my book. And the baby's left. She didn't die. Don't worry.
She's well. She's fine. Everyone, don't be alarmed. She's fine.
When you're a parent, weird shit goes through your head sometimes. you gotta weigh your...
If I don't know she's dead, she's not dead.
Yeah. And I can just sit here and read my book and drink my coffee. So that's what I'm going to do. Oh. Alicia, do you have an obsession?
A striped shirt. Perfect striped t-shirt.
Always on the hunt?
Always.
Always on the hunt. Always burning through them. I bought this skirt last year, maybe it was 2 years ago, from a beautiful local store called Smoking Lily. My friend Daniel convinced me to get it instead of something else, and I've never been able to make it work.
That's frustrating.
Because it's cut in a way that there's a lot of extra fabric in the back where I don't have extra bits.
Yeah.
And there's but it's kind of a pencil skirt. But I have to wear it on my natural waist, so it's quite
high. It's up real high. Mm.
And it's a pattern. It's this, like, beautiful Japanese cotton with, it's, like, an unusual blue, like, almost a teal. Like, it's somewhere between a teal and a navy. And white and red kind of design in it. Really pretty. And the model wearing it on the website was wearing a thin-striped blue and white t-shirt. Not a thick-striped one.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I tried it with a thick stripe one. Doesn't look right.
Not the same.
Doesn't look right. But I really want to wear this skirt because it survived a fall in the SkyTrain. Abby fixed it for me. Was it Abby? No, actually, I took it to somebody else because I think you weren't in town when it happened. And I was
you
very
wanted
sad.
It fixed.
Yeah, the man was really great. And he said, it's never going to look the same. But you can't tell. He did a great job. And yeah.
So this started you on your journey.
Yeah, I always have, like, probably, you've known me for years, I always have, like, blue and white striped clothes. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing it since I was 14. I remember the first purchase. I am 42 this summer. This is a thing in my life. I have.
Was that initial shirt awesome? Or have you ever reached,
like, peak
Breton shirt?
Breton striped shirt.
Or have you always just kind of, and they've never quite been right?
I've never had quite the right one. Although there's one on Everlane right now that I
really like. I try it on.
The problem with Everlane is you can't try it on.
I know.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of nice clothes.
Dang you, online shopping.
Yeah. And they don't make shipping here fun.
No.
Because you have to pay duties and stuff, which doesn't seem right if the clothing's fairly traded and transparently manufactured that it has to suffer such extreme duties.
I agree, especially when our Canadian dollar is so...
Oh, it's in the shit.
Yeah. I have had the perfect one.
Sure.
For sure. And then
they don't last
ones
forever.
That are different favorites for different reasons. Like I have the one that you picked up for me at whatchamacallit.
Yeah, some Uniqlo, because they do a great basic one. But
and
that's not always great.
Shrunk a little bit.
Motherfucker. And then it's not the right.
But it's such nice fabric.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm willing to invest. but I feel like I have to try them on in person because
I
have a J.Crew one and it's huge. Like, I don't understand. It's like, I'd say ever expanding blue and white t-shirt. Like, it starts out size A and by the end of the day, it's like sloppy size.
Well,
whatever.
hopefully now, you know, like I've adopted the buy more than one philosophy.
Yeah.
You find something you like, buy two, even if they're exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like, if they come in two colors, get two colors. But
especially
if they
don't, that's where I disagree. Just buy the one color that you like.
Mm, yeah,
one of them you're never going to wear.
I agree. Mm.
You're never
especially if it's
wear.
A white or a light color, just get two. Just
get two.
Yeah.
Just do yourself a favor.
I have a beautiful sleep shirt and I somehow got, I think I got coffee on it and Shout didn't get it out, which is weird because Shout gets everything out. So now I just wear a scarf with it. I'm like, no one will notice, right? There's coffee all down the front of this shirt.
Oh, ploop. Yeah. Oh, well. Well, I hope.
It's kind of the perfect shirt.
I hope that you find your Moby Dick of striped shirts.
Yeah.
One day. You're ever elusive.
I also have a blue and white whale shirt.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah,
you already have a Moby Dick shirt. So,
this is something
I really love whale motif or a lobster motif.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah, so that's my ongoing obsession.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. And that's like, that could be a long time.
Yeah, has been already 2 years.
And the thing is, it's never going to go away.
Nope.
You're always going to have a need for another.
It's not like a trendy, I need this off the shoulder, cold shoulder bullshit that's happening now, which is total bullshit.
That's so stupid.
It's
how do you wear
stupidest.
A bra?
You don't.
How do you lift your arms up?
It's so stupid.
How do you live your life?
And it's the worst because none of the stuff that's in style right now will be in style next summer.
No.
No.
And it's so bad.
Which is the opposite of these damn.
And everything's cut so short too. Like there's like, it's a tunic dress off the shoulder. I'm like, it is 2 inches too short to be a dress. Like you're going to see your pussy.
It's not happening. Yeah. I'm fully going to see
pussy.
Your business.
Yeah. Your folds.
It's none of my business.
Your cheeks.
I think that's
folds.
The first time someone said pussy on this podcast.
No way. That can't be true.
Honest to God.
I'm sure I've said it.
maybe off camera.
Maybe we weren't recording. That's true.
Yeah. I was looking for cotton clothing. And so I have a coworker of mine who dresses really nicely, buys a lot of her clothing from Zara.
Mm.
And so I was like, I'll just check out the website. And so funny, I was home not thinking about something, but I added myself to a list to let me know when something comes into stock.
Yeah.
Because I just put cotton into the search for Zara and to see what was 100% cotton. Fuck. I got to show you this dress that I thought I would want.
I found this jumpsuit at Okunfort the other day. Woo! Whoa, what the shit? I don't even know. I'll have to find a picture of it and put it on the website. It says this jumpsuit with pleated, like, palazzo. Oh, God. It's and it, like, hits you right in the nipple. Terrible.
Yeah, like, what?
Anyway.
Of all of the
that's
jumpsuits
my digression.
That there are that exist, maybe 1% of them actually work on a human body.
It's not bad.
No, but they don't make
it is too short, though.
That's not, it's also, it's like a weird pirate in the middle.
Yeah.
Like I would take the thing off.
The model standing like a weird curved back.
But that was the best I could do. Like for the whole website. Like they have 1,000 items.
Yeah. There's a huge
and
company.
And came back with a handkerchief with a pirate belt.
That's why one of my rules for shopping is it has to be natural fibers, unless it's athletic wear, like a sports bra or something.
Yeah.
It has to be natural fabric because it eliminates so many options that I just don't get to buy things.
Yeah.
And the things that you end up buying are better quality. And they'll biodegrade and you won't live in a landfill for 1,000 years.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. We should wrap this up.
We should wrap it up.
Bedtime.
It's been a long time.
This was fun, though. I was so excited about this.
I'm happy this happened.
All my expectations.
Great.
You need to look up Retail Nightmares.
Yeah.
It's available in all your podcast stuff. Retail Nightmares. It's Alicia and her friend Jessica, who's very delightful.
Uh-huh.
Hank, her dog, makes an appearance sometimes. It's
more
great.
And more so because
he's a little brat.
Yeah. He's like, hi, guys.
Hi, I'm here.
Yeah.
But it's great. Comes out weekly. Coming up on 100 episodes. It's great. I enjoy it very much.
Guys.
So.
Thanks for being such great guests.
And we've all been, if you want to get into it, we've all been guests.
Yeah, all really good ones.
So,
the funnest.
You know where to find us. Twitter.
All the places.
Facebook. Instagram. FashionEggs@gmail.com. FashionEggsPodcast.com. Let us know what you think.
If there's something that you want to hear us talk about, just let us know and we've got an ongoing list of topics, potential topics, and potential people. So
let us know.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you. And remember, always, we love you.
But we love fashion more.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.